Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
We live in an information age, and we've been talking about this whole topic of fast and furious, how we live in a world that is just moving so fast. A year flies by and you don't even realize it. You turn around and it's December. But it's a fast world that we live in. And a lot of the things that are being thrown at us are not a part of what God has for us. Not a part of God's plan. And so a lot of people call this the information age. And we have all this content that's coming at us at about 100 miles an hour. We've got news feeds, we got social feeds, podcasts, notifications, group text, emails, you name it. We got it flying at us, all this information cramming into our head at one time. And from the moment that we wake up to the moment that we go to sleep almost, it's like we're getting information from all kinds of different sources. So I wanted to talk to you about that today on a topic called information overload. Information overload. And so we're talking about all these things that happen in this fast world that we live in. And it's overwhelming trying to live a godly life, trying to walk out our faith when there's so much information coming at us, and a lot of that information is not congruent with what we believe. So many things that are against what we believe, some things that are anti-God, things that are anti-Christ coming at us. And so how do we process that information? And I thought about one of my favorite scriptures, which is Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I thought, like, how do we, you know, allow ourselves to meditate on, you know, his words when we're in this world where all this information is hitting us and all this content, you know, we got all these new shows and all these new movies coming out and all these things. They're saying, hey, you need this, you need that, this commercial, this billboard, this advertisement. How do we meditate on God in the midst of all this information? You know, and oftentimes, I don't know if this is you, but sometimes it's me too. I feel like if I could just squeeze one more podcast in, just one more YouTube instructional video, and I'm trying to cram all the information, and I'm trying to cram good information in, right? But I'm trying to cram all this information in, and I think if I could just read one more book, one more Audible, and it's content, content, content. And the more that we go on, there's just more and more and more. Anybody ever been there? And we're in the constant state of feeling like, man, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to get behind. I want to fall behind. So I need to consume, consume, consume all this content. And it really becomes almost like a full-time job trying to keep up with all this content, trying to keep up with the Joneses on Facebook, right? And that person on Instagram, the different friends that you have, and you're saying, okay, what should I be posting and what should I be consuming and who do I need to stay up to speed with? And we don't want to get behind. But the truth is, there's really a battle. There's a battle going on over information, right? There's a battle, and it didn't start with Facebook, it didn't start with Instagram, it didn't start with TikTok, it didn't start with the internet. It actually has been going on a long time, the battle over information. We can see it right here in the Bible in Genesis 2:15. And it says, the Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it, but the Lord God warned him, you may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die. So this battle over information, this allure of information, this what if I partook in this information, it's been there for a while, right? It looks good, but the truth of the matter is all information isn't created equal. There's some information that's not helpful, right? There's some information that's needless. There's some information that just takes up your time and wastes your time. And I don't know about you, but I've been on some rabbit trails on the internet that I just wasted time that I'm never getting back, right? You've been there? And so the problem is not all information is information that you need in your life. And so Adam and Eve found that out the hard way because they tasted of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So they found out some things maybe that they should have known, but that they could have known. And then they found out some stuff that they probably shouldn't have known of. And it just became information overload. And it became really the downfall of mankind. But still today, it's a stumbling block for us, information overload. What happens when we're partaking in information that is not a part of our purpose, it's not a part of our destiny, it's not a part of what we believe in our faith? We're just continuing to consume information. And the enemy wants to keep us in a constant state of information overload. Because do you know what happens when we're in a state of information overload? When we've got all this information on our minds and in our hearts, guess what? We don't have any space for the information that he wants to give us. So subtly, this is where the battle really hits, this is where the rubber hits the road, right? If my mind is so full of all these podcasts and all these good things, I've got no space for the God thing that he wants to give me in that moment. So we live in this state, and the enemy wants to keep us in this place of information overload. But this past Monday, I just really had a great Monday. It was my day off, and a lot of my team knows, hey, just if you can, just let Pastor have Monday, okay? And so I'm there. I say, you know what? I'm taking this Apple Watch off. I'm going to put it here. I'm going to put myself an analog watch on. I'm going to check my phone as little as possible. I'm not going to do podcasts. I'm not going to do even the good YouTube instructional stuff. Not going to do it. And so I just kind of unplugged, read a little bit of scripture, of course, but I just spent time with the family and just kind of took time to listen to what God was doing. Just relax. But I think that's so important for us, more important than we realize, is to really be able to unplug. And that's really what Sabbath is supposed to be for us, is that it's a time that we not only unplug from work physically, but we're unplugging from all the mental stress and mental strain that every week that we're putting ourselves under. You know, sometimes it's life, sometimes it's us that we just, out of our ambition, we keep on cramming and keep on cramming, and we don't take time to just stop and listen. And so there's such a battle over our minds, and we don't realize it until we just slow down or stop. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." So the enemy subtly understands if he can get and he can mess with your thought life and he can mess with what's going on with your emotions, guess what? He can mess with the course of your life. So basically, scripture is telling us, guard your heart, guard your thought life, guard your emotions, because it determines the course of your life. Don't allow yourself to get on information overload, because that's going to mess with the course of your life. Sometimes we don't really realize how much we're cramming in until we slow down and say, wow. You know, I had one of those really great Mondays where I was like, wow. And it's so important for us all to take Sabbath. And this is how amazing God is. God knew before we were ever created, he knew that we would need rest. He knew that we would need Sabbath, not just from natural work. We would need a mental break. Right? We would need to unplug. We would need to take time to just stop and listen, reflect, right? Relax. Be with the God relationships that he's put around us, whether that's your family or whether it's some close relationships that God has put with you. Know how to unplug. This is the principle of Sabbath that God created. And if you're not going to Sabbath, guess what? You're going to stay in that place of information overload. So much information, so many things that we think we need to consume. What's that next TV series? What's that next podcast? What's that next book I need to read? And we cram and we cram and we cram. But God is giving you permission. Look at somebody and say, God is giving you permission. God is giving you permission. To relax. Once a week. Amen. Unplug. Unplug. And so this is the principle of Sabbath. God is giving you permission to take it easy once a week. And we talked a couple of weeks back ago about peace. But the truth is, you'll never find peace if you're always moving. If you're in a constant state of moving, of running, of chasing after something, of cramming something, you're never going to find peace. Because if we're moving at the same pace as the world, guess what? It's just running until there's a state of burnout. It's just running until there's a state of information overload. It's just running until something breaks down. It's just running until something ends up with destruction, right? There's no peace in the pace of this world. It's just consuming, consuming, consuming. Proverbs talks about want, right? And more, always wanting more. But we are at our best when we learn to take time, take a day, learn to Sabbath. Our peace is found in following His pace. Our peace is found in following His pace. It's not about the pace of this world. Don't try to follow the pace of this world. What does Romans 12 tell us? That don't conform to the way of this world any longer. Don't conform to the pace. You shouldn't be trying to run at the pace that the world is running at. Because God has a different pace. God has a different rhythm. Follow His pace. It's exhausting to follow the pace of the world, and you'll never find peace there. Peace is in the pace that you set for your life. Right? Sometimes Pastor Corinne and I will say, you know what? This week was just a mess. It was all over the place. It was just way too fast. It was way too much. We took on had too many appointments. We had too many things that we tried to do. Let's sit down. Let's talk about our pace. Right? Because peace is found in the pace. You know? And if we're looking and we're setting our pace the right way, we should be at peace. Right? My dad, he was a great runner. Kind of a good runner still, but his track and field was his thing, and he was a great runner. So when I was younger, he took me and said, hey, I'm going to teach you how to run. And so he said, when great runners run, they're running 5 miles or 10 miles or however many miles. Instead of thinking about running the 10 miles, you set your eyes on the stop sign, and you just run to the stop sign. So if you're running 10 miles, instead of thinking about running the 10 miles, you're going to think about running to the stop sign and then to the next Walgreens. You're not thinking about running the 10 miles. You're keeping yourself fixed on something. And I started to think today, we have to set our pace by looking at Jesus. Right? When I fix my focus on Jesus, it doesn't matter what season of life I am. I fall into the right rhythm. I fall into the right pace. And all of a sudden I have peace because I've got my mind focused. I've got my eyes focused on Jesus. Isn't that what Scripture tells us in Hebrews 12, 2? It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And so as we're running this race, as I'm choosing my pace, I want to be imitating what I see in Jesus. I want to be imitating in how Jesus lived His life and what the cues and the indicators and what Jesus is speaking to me now. I'm setting my pace off of what I see in Him. It doesn't matter what it seems like the pace of this world is. It doesn't matter what it seems like the pace of certain friends or acquaintances are doing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I feel like commercials or advertisement is implying. No. What matters is that I fixed my eyes on Jesus. I'm imitating His pace. And in that I find my peace. I'm going to see how He's moving. I want to move like He's moving. What did Jesus say when He walked the earth? He said, I don't do anything that I first don't see the Father do. He was setting His pace off what He saw the Father doing. And so when we set our pace, we're looking at Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He gives us the example. And sometimes we just have to learn how to say no. Turn to somebody and say no. That's so important to be. Y'all had too much fun with that. Just turn. Just one more time. You're supposed to have fun in church. Look at somebody. Just tell them real. No. One of my favorite books is by Stephen Covey. And he wrote this book called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And one of the habits, he says, is the ability or the art of saying no. How sometimes you just got to say no. You got to say no to an event. You got to say no to an invite. Sometimes you got to say no to a person, right? When I worked with my dad, and we had some amazing times in the early days of the church, but he loved to say yes, and he had so much trouble saying no. And so I felt that it was my job. I took this as my responsibility and my role to come alongside him and to say no when he could not say no. Can this fit into the budget for the church? No, it can't. Can we take on this extra project? I'm sorry, the answer is no. Can we do a big, huge, church-wide, multi-level marketing scheme? No, we cannot do that. And I got real good at saying no. But we have to learn how to say no. Got to learn how to say no to certain information. We got to learn to say no. This is my line with social media. I can't do any more today. I'm going to put it away. We got to know how to say no. That's enough YouTube for today. We got to learn how to say no sometimes to invitations or invites. Sometimes we have to say no to certain people. Learning how to say no. It's incredible because it's easy sometimes to say no to the bad. But it's harder to say no to the good. But you have to sometimes say no to the good so you can say yes to the God. Because when I say no, I'm making space in my life. I learned this a long time ago. I can't say yes to everything. I can't do everything. I'm not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can fix everybody. Joshua Swilly cannot fix everybody. I can partner with the Holy Spirit to fix a few people. Amen? We can handle the people in this room, right? But I can't fix everybody. So I learned to say no and make space for what God wants to do in my life. You have to learn how to say no to some good things so that you can say yes to some God things. You definitely have to say no to the bad things, but you also got to say no to some good things. It's good. But that good thing is maybe the God thing for that person over there and that person over there. But for you, it's just a good thing. Amen? Yeah, I'll do some good things. But I'm even more focused on what is the God thing. I want to make space. And so when I need to, I'm going to say no. When you say no, you make space. Every day, there's more content to consume. There's more things to do. There's more things that pop up on your schedule. But can we commit to saying no to the things that don't belong on our schedule? Can we say no even more so to the information that is needless in our lives so that we can make space for what God has to say? I believe that God has revelation that he wants to give each and every one of us, that sometimes information gets in the way. I want to move some information out of the way so I can make space for God's revelation for my life. I want to pray for us today. And I want you to make a commitment to yourself and to God that you're going to cut away some needless information in your life this week. I want you to make a commitment today that, a commitment to yourself and a commitment to God that you'll rest, that you'll take time, that you'll take a Sabbath. We run and we run this fast and furious life that we get overloaded with information. Overloaded with our schedule, overloaded in our spirit, overloaded in our mind, overloaded in our emotions. But what we need to do is stop, slow down, rest, listen. Get some of this stuff off my plate so I have room on my plate to do the most important things. Would you bow your heads with me today? God, I thank you, Lord, in a world of information overload. God, you've called us to be different. You've designed us to be like you. God, I thank you that we would take this day, we would take this moment to say, I want to unload some things. I want to unplug today. I want to learn how to Sabbath. I want to learn how to offload some of this information that's been consuming my mind, consuming my information, my time, consuming my mental energy, so that I can make space for what God wants to do in me, in my family, in my purpose. I want to walk into that. So God, help me cut away the information that doesn't belong, the information that's unnecessary, the information that's cluttering up and taking space away from me being productive in the things that you've called me to do. Well, God, I thank you, Lord, that you would help us commit to living an uncluttered life, a life that's focused on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, I thank you, God, that you help us cut away the bad and even some of the good stuff that gets in the way of us doing the God things and really experiencing the fulfillment that comes with Christ. Well, we thank you for that. And maybe as heads are bowed, you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus today. I've kind of drifted in my relationship with God, and I need to recommit to him. I need to know, I need to be sure that I am where I need to be with God today. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray for you right where you are. Amen. Amen. If that's you, this is such an important decision. And I thank you for your courage. I thank you for your boldness. I want you to say this prayer with me, and everybody can say this prayer together. Say, Jesus, thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for dying on the cross and giving me a fresh start. I accept your free gift of salvation. I'm sorry for the times I did it my way. I'm sorry for the times I failed and sinned. Jesus, help me focus on you. Jesus, help me live a life like you. I give you my heart. Help me live this life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give God the praise today. What an amazing thing to say. What an amazing thing to know that God has something better for us, better than we even imagine for ourselves. The book of Jeremiah says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope and a future, plans not to harm you. That sounds good to me, to know that God is with us, God is for us, he's not against us, he's not looking down, he's not angry at us. He's looking at us with open arms, saying, I'm ready to take you and make you better, make you new again. Amen. How many believe that? If God is with you, if Jesus is with you, you are undefeated.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.